Another instance is that of rebirth. According to the Abhidhamma model, after death consciousness follows rebirth, linking consciousness, or Patisandhicitta, immediately without any gap in between. This also cannot be found in the suttas. In fact, there are several suttas where the Buddha talked about an intermediate being, but he did not really specify how many days. We Chinese believe in the seven sevens, 49 days. That seems to be something that came from the Tibetan book, Bardo Todol, from the Tibetan tradition. Usually translated as Tibetan Book of the Dead, but that's not the actual translation. Bardo means a gap in between. Todol means liberation through hearing. So the actual title of the book is The Great Liberation Through Hearing and the Gap in Between. So this came from the Tibetan tradition. It didn't come from our Pali tradition. To give you an instance, in the suttas where this intermediate being is implied, the Buddha talked of his birth in Tusita heaven before coming down to human plane in his last rebirth. He would describe his descent onto earth this way. He says, Tusita kaya cavitva. After having deceased from the Tusita body, the Bodhisatta, Sato Sambajano, mindful and fully aware, Matu Kuching Okami. Matu Kuching means into the mother's womb, Okami, he enters. Let us look at this sentence. Having deceased from the Tusita body, the Bodhisatta, mindful and fully aware, entered the mother's womb. Don't you think that there's an implication that there's something in there? If it were just one death consciousness followed immediately by rebirth linking consciousness, there's no necessity to be mindful and fully aware. Right or not? There's another reference in another sutta where the Buddha talked about certain types of beings. Some beings, they enter the womb fully aware, they stay there fully aware, and they come out fully aware. Some beings, they enter aware, stay in there unaware, come out unaware. Some beings, they go in unknowingly, and then they stay there unknowingly, and they come out knowingly. Some beings go in unknowingly, stay in unknowingly, come out unknowingly. I think that most of us here. So here also you can see that there is an indication of it. In another sutta, in the Mahatana Sankhya Sutta, the Buddha talks about human conception, how it happens. He says when the mother is in season, and then the mother and father are in union, and there is a Gandhabha, a being to be born, then only conception can occur. Otherwise, there's no conception. Now, what is this Gandhabha? In Mahatana Sankhya Sutta, he did not state what Gandhabha was. But in another sutta, in Asalayana Sutta, one Brahmin was asking the Buddha about the purity of a Brahmin. The Brahmins are very particular. They claim that they are the descendants of Brahma. And then the Buddha was cross-questioning this Brahmin and asking him, how do you know that you are pure? How do you know that your parents are pure Brahmins? How do you know that there was no big blood before? Then he asks about conception. How about the time of conception? What happens? So it seems that at that time, it was really a generally accepted idea that these factors are involved. That the mother is in season, the parents are in union, and then there is a Gandhabha. Because this Brahmin said the same thing. He said, these three things must be there. Then the Buddha asked him, how do you know what caste the Gandhabha belongs to? Is he a Brahmin, or is he a Kshatriya, or is he a Sudra? Then the Brahmin says, we don't know. In that case, how can you be sure that you are pure descendants of the Brahma? So we can see here that the Gandharva is also a being, although it's not classified under the 32 planes of existence. This is another instance where there seems to be a contradiction with the Abhidhamma model of reality and what the Buddha actually preached.